Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with our Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour this evening. I just give God all praise and glory today for an opportunity to be on our radio broadcast this evening. God has been so good to me. God has been just so good to me. And I just thank God on tonight. We're going to start off with a song. No, we're not. We're going to have a short devotion before we get started on tonight. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight to be back on this radio broadcast. It's been just a trying day for me. And I thank and praise God on today. I give God all the praise and I give him all the glory on today, magnifying his holy name. I'm going to get ready to scripture, a song, and a prayer. I just thank and praise God. Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sins is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this even in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen into iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. I have just read you from Psalms 51, the first 10 verses. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. Yes. One second.
Hey, little God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create a clean heart. Worship you. Change me, oh God.
Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we just come thanking you, giving you honor, giving you glory, magnifying your holy name on today. We just thank you, God, for another opportunity to pray, to seek your face, to call on your name, God, to be near unto you, Father. We just thank you today. Father, I ask you to let me decrease and let the Holy Ghost increase. Father, I ask you today to move me from myself. Move self out the way. Move me, God, from myself. Let the Holy Ghost increase. and minister to us on today. Father, I surrender unto you. I surrender today unto you. I ask you right now that I'm an empty vessel waiting to be used, God, by you in the name of Jesus. Search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, God, I ask you to remove it right now. I ask you to create in me a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, I ask you right now to send your anointing, God. I ask you to send your anointing down, God. Let your power fall in this prayer meeting, God. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall, God. Let your Holy Spirit fall, God. Let your anointing fall, God. Let the power fall, Lord. Let your anointing consume us today, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone, God, under the sound of my voice on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now to let this prayer meeting, this atmosphere, be conducive for miracles, signs, and wonders on tonight. Father, we just give you praise. We just invite the Holy Spirit. We invite you in, Holy Spirit. We invite you. We invite you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen. We just thank and praise God again for being here. I just, you know, this is our testimony part of the service. And, you know, God is a great God, and he's a good God. And I just thank God so much for just today. He blesses me every day, but just for today, how he woke me up this morning, how he started me on my way and he gave me a mind to pray this morning. You know, I just thank and praise God that he gave me a man to pray for his people all over the earth. I thank God for that. Even though sometimes I be tired, I be dragging, I be, oh, Lord, you know how I'm going to make it. But a lot of times that's when God use you even the more, when you don't have control over your thoughts. The Holy Spirit will take up residence and he'll take over and take control. So, you know, I was going to cancel tonight, but God said, if you can work for them, you can work for me. And I just thank God for giving me that that push to keep going and to get here as quickly as I could, as fast as I could. But, you know, he's a good God. God is a good God. I can't say enough about God. I can't say enough about him. God, just a righteous God. He is a good God, and I thank him today. He watched over us all night long. The other day, I left the front door open all night. I went outside through the front door to get the mail. It stayed open all night. When Apostle got up, that's the first thing he went to was the front door and pulled it right open. Don't you know God good? Anybody could just walk in the house. We wouldn't even knew they was in here. But God, God is good. And I thank him so much. I praise God. I praise him, and I thank God for all that he do. I thank him today. God has been just so good to me. He's been good to me, and I can just thank him for my health. I can thank him for my strength. I can thank him for my children, my husband. I just thank God. It, you know, God is just so good, and he won't have you to like for anything, especially when you try to keep him on your mind. When you try to keep God on your mind all the time, God will do it. When I tell you, God is such a good God, and I thank him today. I thank him. I praise him on today. I magnify his name on today. Somebody's telephone is not muted. Mute your phone. I thank and praise God on today. I give God glory, and I give him praise all the time. All the time. I just thank God. God has been so good. He's been good. What more can I want? What more can I say? Hello, somebody's phone is not muted. Amen. Yes, God, we just give God all the praise on today. We thank him today. And even when I get up in the mornings and I do my own prayer, but when I get on the Facebook Live and I pray for people. It's a joy to pray for the people of God all over this earth. I thank God on today. I really do. God is such a good God. And you know, the little things that go on through the day don't seem they can't use their telephone. Hello, somebody mute their telephone. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?
No, I hear you, Brother Harold. Somebody got their phone on not muted. And you know who it is. But they kind of distracting me with all the moving and stuff. Anyway, I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be on the radio broadcast on tonight. God is such a good God, and, you know, I thank him for what he does for me all the time. I thank God. I praise God. I thank and praise God. He's so good to me. And so it may be little bitty things. You know, it could be little bitty things. But, I you know, people don't think those are miracles and things like that. But I do, because a lot of times, we can't do them, and if it's impossible for us, it's just right for God. So when he do something that I know I can't do, when he does something that I know I can't do, it's a miracle to me. When the other day I had such a bad headache all day I didn't know what was wrong. All day I was lightheaded and everything. I even thought that I had the barrier, you know, because I was so lightheaded. I didn't know what was wrong. But I found out what was wrong. I got up about 12 o'clock that night, and I prayed until I felt better. And after that, it hasn't bothered me since. I thank God so much for it because he healed me. He healed my body. And then there's so many things going on in this world. You know, we in this world, but we're not of the world. So I just thank and praise God tonight for it. I thank and praise God. I give God glory and praise for all that he do for me. And you know, and then all of my children are fine. My husband is fine. My grandchildren and great-grand, they're all doing blessed. I thank God today. You know, it could be anything. People still dying from COVID. All kind of stuff happens. But God covers us. God blesses us. I thank and praise God on today. He is such a mighty and good God. So, you know, I give God praise and glory. I'm a little tired tonight, but, you know, that don't mean nothing because I don't let my body tell me what to do. I tell my body what to do. That's why I came right on in here from work and got on this radio broadcast because, you know, I can sleep anytime. I can rest anytime. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to pray for you tonight. So I know somebody else may have a testimony, but I'm going to play a song first, and then if you have a testimony, we'll come back. But I'm going to play a song first if I can get it.
I have all these responsibilities. All this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything's just going opposite. Anybody ever been there? It seems like you were doing all you need to do. took 2 steps forward and you took 5 steps back, and you said, God, what in the world is going on? I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came and I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than I can. Oh, you, my love, and break joy, even if I try to be.
Tears in my eyes. And I heard you declare, I'm at the home plate. God is so good. He's good all the time. You know, it just blesses me. It start off, let me get it together. Anyway. So many times you bless me. So many times you heal me. So many times you've been better than good to me. So many times you heal me. So many times you bless me. So many times you've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me.
Yes,
He's been better than good to me. He's been better than good to me. And I just want to praise God on tonight. He is an awesome God. I give God all the glory and honor and praise. That is my song. That's my song. That's the song I sing all through my spirit all night long. Because God has been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. He's been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can say to myself, I owe you my life, Lord, 'cause you've been so good. You've been so good. God is so amazing. He is so good. My God, He is so good. Hallelujah. I bless your name on today. Glory to God. I give your name praise, God. You are a good God, a merciful God, a gracious God, a loving God. And I bless your name on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy loves for us to complain all day long. I can complain all day long, but God is so good. I bless your name on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I bless your name, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I give your name praise, God. Yes, I lift your name, oh God. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We have so much to be thankful for, God. You woke me up this morning, Lord, and you started me on my way. I give you praise. Hallelujah, oh Lord. I thank you, God. I woke up and everyone was still here, God. I say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah,
you,
oh God. God, we have jobs to clock in, so God, we say thank you, Lord. We have a roof over our head, God. We have food on our table, God. In spite of what the enemy tries to tell us, God, we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In spite of, God, we say thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, God, Jesus.
Thank you, God. The enemy always want to try to make us complain, God. And God, right now, God, I ask that you forgive me, Lord. God. Oh, God, I ask right now, God. I repent, oh, God. I repent, oh, God. I don't care how hard it is, God. I don't care how hard it seems, God. I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I just ask that you forgive me, oh, God. I ask that you created me a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me, oh, God, that I shall be who you called me to be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I just thank you, God. You are so good. Oh, God, you're so good. You are better than good. Ah, yes, I thank you, God. I thank you for your goodness, God. I thank you for your love, God. I thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I give you praise, God. You are so good, God. You are good, God. You are good, God. I give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 I've been trying so hard to stop smoking. And God has blessed me. I just give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
It's been 5 days. Hallelujah. It was a struggle. I'm going to tell my testimony. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to allow the enemy to shame me. I'm going to tell
my testimony. That's right.
I'm going to tell my testimony, but God, he is good. He is faithful to his word. He is faithful. And I kept praying and I kept fasting, and God just took it. It wasn't no cigarettes. It wasn't no weed, black and mild. And he just took it.
Yes, God. Thank you.
You know, some people say you have to wean yourself off, and God said, no, give it her. I got it.
Yeah.
Make your
mind
up, and it's gone. And so, you know, I just thank God. God is just so good. God is so good. I just wanted to bless his name and give my opinion of him, and, you know, just stay obedient and keep pressing. You know, if you truly want to deliverance, God has deliverance for you on today. If you truly want it in your heart, and I truly need it for my health, and God knows that it was time. I just thank and praise God. It's so good. God bless you. Please continue to pray my strength in the Lord, and I will do the same for you on today. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Prophetess Stella. That was awesome. Praise and worship you just did. Praise and worship. That's awesome. I just thank and praise God for your testimony on today. God is such a good God. I'm telling you, I played it this morning on the Facebook Live, that song right there, because he's better than good to us. He is better than good to us. I give God all the praise on today. And I heard the Lord saying he's renewing your mind. He's transforming your mind. Some things going to come forward. You just watch and see. Just watch and see. And just believe in your heart that God is going to do what you asking him to do. He's going to do it. In Jesus' name. God is so good. I'm telling you, God is, he is everything to us. He's everything for us. He's all we need. God is. And I just thank God for everything that he do. I thank him for everything that he does. And you know, people say, well, can you pray for me that I can get this house? And can you pray for me that I can do this? And can you pray? I pray for God's will for your life. I pray that God give you his best. That's what I pray for you, for each one of y'all. Because when you got God's best, you got everything. And I thank God for his best. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God on today. I heard him say the word proper. I don't know why he said that. He said proper. I hear him say, you're going to have an audience. I don't know who he's talking to. Whew. He said he was going to reveal himself to you. Be encouraged. Stay encouraged. Said something about some balloons. God said he's going to give you support. And it's in many different ways. He said, let that register in your mind. And he said, when it's a way in, it's a way out. He said, I always give you a way out. I hear him say, you're winning. He still haven't given me who it was for. He says, you're winning. It's not given to the swift, but to the one who endures to the end. You got to go to the end. Hallelujah. 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 He said, when I move somebody out your life, let them stay out. And then I hear him say, judge not, that you don't be judged. Prophet Martin Luther said he need to get you by yourself. You always be with somebody. If it's the baby or children or your husband or somebody. But he wants you to get by yourself before him and talk to him. Something about entertaining wisdom. And I hear him say something about some cash. He's saying, don't be concerned about anything. Don't worry about nothing, not concerning anything. He said, take your time. He said, it's not a quick fix. Just take your time. But the Herald, the Lord said, for you, you're going to have to speak soon. I don't know if you preach or teach or whatever you do, but you need to teach on this radio broadcast. God is going to anoint you to do that. I don't know what you do, but when you get an opportunity, you need to preach or teach on this radio broadcast. God's going to bless you. Because he's opened plenty of doors for you to do this. He's giving you a platform to do it as well. You have that mantle on you. You got to walk in it. Don't put it off. He says you've experienced a lot of different things. You've experienced a lot of different things, and you can help a lot of different men. If you're not helping them, you can help them. He says, stand strong. Amen. Prophet Sal, he said, you haven't even seen a praise yet. You wait. You just wait. You're going to be hollering and praising, honey. Hollering and praising, hollering and praising, hollering and praising. Yes, you are. You're going to be hollering and praising. I heard something about a car and a house. I hear the Lord say you need some rest. You just need some rest. You just need to go to the hotel.
Who you say?
You. You. You need to go to the hotel. You need a little rest. You need some rest, you and your husband both. And just need to rest for overnight, or if you could stay 2 days, or however you can do it. You just need some rest.
Amen.
Well, I know God, he's dealing in with some things concerning you. So we just thank and praise God. And I know that he's going to bless you. He's going to keep you. And that's why he blessed you to your testimony to stop that with the smoke. God gonna bless your body. You're gonna be healthy and blessed. God is good. And your work gonna change soon. Work soon. I don't know when.
Amen.
You're going to have to minister to some people, too. God's going to open the door for that. Prophet is Morton, you're going to have to minister, too. I hear the Lord say everybody that's on this radio broadcast going to have to minister to some people. You're going to have to. And it's not by your choice. It's by his. So he's going to open the door for you to do it. And tell Minister Statler that whenever he's ready, after we do communion this Sunday, whenever he's ready, not the next Sunday because I'll be traveling, but after that, because God is still working on him and God is still waiting on him. He's doing some things, and he didn't do a whole lot, believe me. His spirit is more calmer, and he's more patient, and he's working some things in him. Mm-hmm. Even the children change. I heard the Lord say, can't you see? I can. So we bind the spirit of pride. I keep hearing the Lord say pride. We bind up a spirit of pride, whatever it is. We bind it right now, and we cast it back to the pit of hell. That's where pride comes from. said he's going to be working with you, Prophet Morton, on a daily basis. A daily basis. Brother Harold, did you hear your prophecy from the Lord?
Yeah, Amen.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I know your phone dropped. And Prophet Sally, you have a genuine love for your wife and you support her. And I appreciate what I hear the Lord is saying. He's going to do some things. He's going to do some things in you, too. He's going to stop you from doing some things, too. He's going to work on you, too. He's going to bring you some out of some things. So he said you're going to be fine by his grace. He said he's washing you, honey. He's washing you in the blood in the name of Jesus. They're going to say for you to drink some lemon, some tea or something. Lemon. It's going to clean you or something or clear something out of something. Some lemon in water, just like a tea or something. You're not congested, are you? Anyway, Prophet Sally, he said, just make some hot water and lemon and kind of sip on it.
Yeah, I'm not congested anymore, Mom.
Oh, it's gone. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, it's gone.
Okay.
It took a while for it to leave, though, but it's gone. Thank God.
Okay. Yeah. Thank the Lord. Okay. And for you to just stay calm about some things, just stay calm. Everything gonna work itself out. I can still hear that song. God, you are good. Yeah. I hear them say that. God, you are good. Better than good. God is good. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Father, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about each one of them, God. You already know their needs, their wants. God, I ask you right now, God, to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, God. I'm crying out for them, Lord. I pray for people all over this earth, God. I pray for your people all over this earth. I ask you to bless right now, God. Use them in a mighty, mighty way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and protect them while they're going in and coming out. Lord, bless every member of the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry, the Life Support Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. Father, I ask you right now to bless them and cover them. Heal them, deliver them, and set us free, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I just feel like I didn't do as much as I should have, but I yielded myself to the Lord. because I was mighty tired. But I just ask you all to keep me in your prayers. And on Sunday, we have communion Sunday, this Sunday. So I want everybody to have their communion ready to take communion on Sunday. And I'm praying for God. He said a whole lot of other things, but it's to just your ears only. I can't stay on this radio broadcast. So I thank you all for being on. I love you all. Y'all know I love you so much, y'all. My babies, every last one of y'all are my babies. So I thank and praise God on tonight. You all get ready. I'm just so blessed and happy right now. I just give God glory. We just gonna see you all on Sunday by the grace of God at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern time. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a good night, and y'all have a safe and blessed holiday. God bless you. I love you. Good night.
God bless you. Love you. And get some rest.
God bless.